بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, my respected and honorable friends, let us correct our intention that we are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah, which has been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To get this magnitude of reward, let each one of us intend with sincerity from the bottom of our hearts. Also, my respected friends, the greater and more blessed the days are, the more greater and more strong and powerful is the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming from His throne. Today, especially this evening, the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very strong. So please acquire much of it during the course of the night and the day. May Allah make it possible. So let us all start right now by clearing our minds, our hearts, pondering and thinking of that face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming from His throne onto our hearts, and from our hearts spreading throughout our bodies. So go into meditation with a very clean, clear heart. It may take several minutes till we commence with the program. So all of us with clear hearts into meditation and think of this face coming down. My respected friends, while you are still in meditation, also to draw the face from the kitab of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, which is going to be read now, the Fazail-e Sadaqat. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My dear respected friends, all of you are welcome to the last leg of this i'tikaf, last 10 days of Ramadan. After Maghrib, inshallah, Maulana Muhammad Wadiwala will be making the intention for everybody. Please do come closer to the mimbar after you have finished with your awabeen, and intentions will be made. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the i'tikaf for each one a very fruitful one, and bless each one with the marifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which we are sitting here in the i'tikaf. My dear respected friends, I want to make it clear and bring it to your attention, and I want you to hear this very, very carefully. I am nothing. Everything is our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh. What progress you are going to get, what fares you are going to get, what barakat you are going to get, what the marifat of Allah you are going to get is through His agency. It is said that our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh, when he passed away, his nisbat could not be transferred to any human being. Because his nisbat was so strong and powerful, if it should have been transferred into another human being, he should have immediately died. Like the story Ustad must have read or will read in this coming 10 days about the nun bhai. They will understand the magnitude of Noor coming at one time. So our spiritual mentor did not take that Noor to the grave and going to stay in the grave. It is there for those that are going to seek it. So the more you are going to seek, the more you are going to get. I only serve as a tap. You can draw as much as you wish. Like our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi Sheikh, Maulana Khalil Ahmad Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, the mashayikh are like wells. The well will not bring water to you. If you want water, go to the well and draw as much as you want. The well will not stop you that, no, don't take any more water from me. You can draw as much as you want. Now for you to draw immensely in the next 10 days, there are rules and regulations. Follow the rules and regulations, you're a winner. Break them, you're a loser. So each one of us, let us make up our minds. Do we want to be winners or do we want to be losers? If you want to be a winner, then you are coming in etikaf. And etikaf means seclusion. Seclude yourself. Divorce who is on your right, on your left, in front of you, behind you. Stay in a gathering, but as if you are all alone in seclusion. And put your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi al-azim, you will reach it. If not now, sometime you will reach it. But my dear respected friends, one thing that you're not allowed to do. One thing you're not allowed to do. One thing you're not allowed to do, and that is to speak. Control your tongue. And if you can learn to control your tongue in the next 10 days, that will be the greatest asset to you regarding controlling your nafs, your carnal desire, which will be, inshallah, be spoken about on Monday. Because we did start a little bit about it in the past week, but today we speak on the death, and tomorrow is question and answers, so inshallah on Monday. So if you want to be winners, the first thing you got to learn is to control your tongue. For this tongue causes so many sins, which we don't even regard as sins anymore. Speaking to somebody, we are either going to boast, we are going to brag, we're going to show pride. Which was a slippery path of shaitan to hell. So are we going to step onto the same path? Then we want to tell lies. When we tell lies, the angels run millions of miles away because of the stench that come out from our mouth. Will that stench spoil our fast? Will that stench spoil our salahs that we make? Will that stench spoil the Quran recitation and all the other zikrs, etc. that we do? With that particular mouth, with that particular tongue, are we going to sit and backbite about somebody? Spread rumors? List carries on, my dear respected friends. So the first thing you got to learn to win is control your tongue. If you can control your tongue, inshallahul aziz, my dear respected friends, you are going to be a winner. Or else, you are going to be a loser. In the first 20 days of etikaf, there is one person that is in this etikaf that hasn't uttered one word, nor his name. Who is that person? Can he stand up? Zakaria, look for him. Where is he? Here he is sitting. Stand up, my friend. Let the people see who you are. Stand up. Let them see who you are. Not a word did he utter, nor spoke to anybody. Come, let's see if any of you can beat him. So please, if you keep to this one principle, which is the principle of our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi, every single Ramadan, he used to tell his murids and his associates, I only got one ma'mul. And that ma'mul is to remain silent and don't talk. Come, my dear respected friends, we can do it. If we want to do it, we can do it. Are we all going to do it, inshallah? I know you people are very good. You people are good people. You don't talk. It's your clothes that are talking and your bedding is talking and all the other things are talking. So instead of controlling yourself, please make your bedding control themselves. You'll see tomorrow morning, Fajr time, or this evening, when places are given and when we have to go and sleep. You don't know whether it's a masjid or a fish market. So much talking, so much noise. No dignity, no honor, no respect for Allah's house. So what dignity, respect you're going to have for Allah? And what return do you want Allah to have respect and dignity for you? My dear respected friends, remember, you have come here for a cause. And your cause is to change your lives, to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear respected friends, please do remember that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you speak in the masjid, angel will come to you and tell you, oh friend of Allah, keep quiet. If you don't keep quiet and you keep on speaking, then the angel will tell you, oh enemy of Allah, keep quiet. Then too, still too, you don't keep quiet. Then the angel will tell you, may the curse of Allah be upon you. Now instead of you benefiting, sitting here in itikaf, you are being cursed. So I feel personally, really my dear respected friends, if you can't control your tongue and you can't control your speech, you are better off at home than being here in a masjid. Because you are disgracing Allah, disreputing Allah, dishonoring Allah, and then you still want to get closer to Him. It don't work that way. Come, my dear respected friends. All of us are going to keep quiet, remain silent. They don't even say yes. They don't even say inshallah, Allahu Akbar. Okay. My dear respected friends, we speak on death on Saturdays of Ramadan, every Saturdays. Death is only takes place once in your entire being. That is when you pass yourself from this world to the next world. Ustad, your father is looking for you. Go and see what your father wants, bhai. When you pass from this world to the next world. Other than that, death will never, ever, ever come to you again. Though in Jahannam, you will burn, and that fire multiplied 80 times to the density density of the heat of this world. Burning in that fire, you will not die. So you only die once. And after you die, my dear respected friends, whether you die with iman or without iman is another question. So my dear respected friends, when you get into the grave that is under the surface of the earth, you are going to stay for a very, very long time there. For when this whole world will be disintegrated on the day of Qiyamah, when the trumpet will be blown for the first time, everything will come to an end. There will be nothing, nothing, nothing. For 40 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the announcement. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. For who is the kingdom today? لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَحَّارِ. The kingdom belongs to Wahid al-Kahhar, which Mali Hassan in the morning had explained to you about what is Kahhar. Frightening, my dear respected friends, that the Kahhar is the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how much of the anger are we going to take? There will be nobody alive, not even the angels, to answer that question. And that period, till the trumpet is blown for the second time, when the whole world will come into existence again, will take 40 years. But it will be the 40 years of the hereafter, not the 40 years of this world, because it's already the hereafter. 40 times 355 days. Times for each day, the Quran Kareem says, is equivalent to 1,000 years. Come, my calculator, calculate it sharp, sharp for me. How much? 12.8 million. That is 12.8 million days or years. 12.8 million years. My calculator has calculated that you have to spend minimum in the grave. Now, the average age that Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said of the ummah is between 60 and 70. To ruin these 12.8 million years just for 60, 70 years? That don't seem very intelligent. Really, it doesn't. So come, my dear respected friends, in this etiquette, spend a lot of your time in remembering death. For by remembering death, it will change your life. And like we have spoken about in the last 2 weeks on the importance of the remembrance of death, we had promised that today we are going to speak on the four different types of people you get regarding death. So listen very carefully to these four different types of people, my dear respected friends. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does mention in the Quran Kareem, in Surah Jummah, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Great lesson, this ayat translated, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say to the ummah, though the death from which you are fleeing will surely meet you, and afterwards you will be returned unto the knower of the invisible and the visible, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah will tell you what you used to do and give you a befitting recompense. Now we should all understand, my dear respected friends, that from this ayat of the Quran Kareem, as much as we fear and run from death, it is going to come and catch us someday. And that time, nobody besides Allah knows. And your soul will be taken out of your bodies and go to Allah. Summa ilayna turja'oon, will be made to return to us. When your soul goes to Allah, it will make sijda in front of Allah. And Allah will ask, I have given you life for so many years in the world. What did you bring for me today? That question each one of us got to answer. So while you're in the i'tikaf, think about it, what answer you are going to give. What have you taken to Allah? Your wives, your mansions, your cars, your wealth? Hi, Kona. Allah don't want that, because He did not send you to this world for that. So think of your answer, because you are going to be asked this question someday or another. So let's go further and see. The ulama say that men may be divided into four categories with regard to the attitude towards death. First one, there are people who are so deeply absorbed in worldly activities and affairs that they do not even like to listen to or mention of death, for they know that the death will put an end to their sensual pleasures and their worldly pleasures. Such people do not remember death, and when they do talk of it, they condemn it, because it will cause them to forsake this world, and these feelings fill them with sorrow. Then we climb the ladder and go to the second. There are people who want to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. Like most of the Muslims of the world are doing today in the month of Ramadan, that they are turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. But they are still in the initial stages. When they think of death, they feel afraid of Allah ta'ala, which fear in turn causes them to repent more deeply. So the more they fear Allah, the more they repent. And that is what we have to bring within ourselves, is that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will make us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent. They are afraid of death, not because they do not want to leave this world, but because their repentance is not perfect. Such persons do not want to die because they want to reform themselves and are worried on that account. That what will happen to them in the grave, what will happen to them in the year after, they are worried about that and they are now preparing and more making istighfar. The third type of people are, these are the divine servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who know their Lord intimately and are perfect in their repentance. Such people love death and pine for it and hope for it. For what hour can be more blissful for a lover than the hour of his meeting with a loved one? So my dear respected friends, how much love have we pulled of Allah in our hearts that we are ready to go and now meet our beloved? You have chance. Make the zikr of Allah. It'll build the love of Allah. And the more love you have, the more eager you will be to meet Allah. Because that love will grow and multiply in your bodies. For such people is the hour of meeting with Allah. A true lover is always mindful of the promised hour of meeting, and he can never ever forget it. He yearns for it at all given time. When can I go, when can I die and meet my Lord? Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was on his deathbed, when he was dying, he said that the promised hour of death has come at last, and at a time when I needed it the most. He who does things which make him feel ashamed is not successful. Do you know, O Allah, that I have always loved poverty better than riches, and sickness better than health, and death better than life. O Allah, grant me death immediately, for I love to meet you. And Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu then passed away. Now you got the fourth type of people. And it's very, very high this stage. That these are the people who are perfect in their attitude towards death. They are reconciled to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and desire nothing except what Allah has chosen for them. If Allah has chosen for them to live, they are happy. If Allah has chosen for them to die, they are happy. They are ready to die, they are prepared to die, but everything is on the will of Allah, which is the highest stages anybody can reach. Thus, they wish neither to live nor to die of their own accord. This symbolizes the height of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which consists in complete surrender, which is called taslim, and in rida, meaning that the pleasure of Allah, whatever Allah pleases, that is what I am happy about, which is a very high stage which you have to work for. And if you work for it, inshallah, it is hope that you are going to get there. Allah make it easy upon all of us for that, to try and get there. I need to read a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam related by Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who says, when a funeral passed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at it and he said, he is relieved, or others are relieved of him. He then said, a mu'min feels relief by escaping the toil and suffering of the world through his death. But that is providing he spends his time in toils, gets up for tahajjud, goes one extra mile, and makes the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes through all these difficulties, goes against his carnal desires, and goes through hardships, and makes mujahida. He says that this death is a mercy from Allah, because I am getting out from this world which is full of problems, hardships, difficulties, into the world of peace and tranquility the year after. So this mu'min is relieved. But when a persistent sinner dies, man, habitation, trees, animals find relief in his death. Because it is the sin of this particular man, his influences, his wickedness, his misdeeds, his calamities befall on the earth. Rains are stopped. Commotion arises in the villages. Trees wither up and animals find it hard to feed themselves. Therefore, when such a person dies, his death brings relief to all those who have been under his influence, or his own evil influences of his sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a reality of keeping away from sin and controlling our carnal desire and drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all. Tomorrow inshallah is questions and answers. Please bring your questions. Mawlana will answer it for you. Mawlana Wadiwala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from Allah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.